Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is one of those start to peel back the layers of the onion, and it will make your eyes water, whether that's the chemical response or pure disgust or rage or sadness, frustration, all these kinds of things. And I've noticed something about human beings in general, and I certainly include myself in this, that we are so good at saying and talking about things that we value, but remarkably bad at actually paying for them. So we value health, but we finance convenience. We value education, but we fund administration. We value peace of mind, but invest thoroughly and heavily in distraction. So when we're confronted with results that things are not going as we want, we insist earnestly that our hearts are in the right place, which I suppose is comforting, but not particularly useful, which is the way that comfort works just sort of in general. Because the truth is this, brothers, sisters, if you want to know what a person truly values, don't listen to the words that come out of their mouth. Look at the bank statements. Look at where the money is going. And the same rules apply to a town, a city, the United States of America, for example. We argue endlessly about values. Compassion, justice, opportunity, fairness, safety. Every politician claims them. Every campaign promises them. But values will not be found, cannot be found in speeches. They're certainly not found in slogans. They're not found in hashtags or yard signs or anything else. They're found in budgets. Budgets are moral documents. They tell the truth when words either cannot or will not or whatever, but they don't. When you look honestly at how we, because through tacit consent, we have rubber stamped all of this. When you look at how the United States allocates its resources, the story it tells is deeply troubling. At least it is to me. Because we are the opposite of a poor country. We're not short on money. In fact, we have the ability to create it out of thin freaking air. I don't think that we're lacking talent. We don't appear to be lacking intelligence. We don't appear to be lacking capacity. Yet, there are still communities in the United States of America where the water that comes out of the tap is not safe to drink. We have way too many schools, most of them, I bet, schools that are unsafe. They're failing. They're at best demoralizing students and pushing them away from learning versus welcoming them in and encouraging and advocating and getting people excited about it. We have crumbling infrastructure that everybody certainly knows is broken, but we're either unwilling, unable, unwanting to do anything about it, to actually fix. But we all nod along, oh, infrastructure. We need to spend on infrastructure. We've got streets in most every American city that people can't or are afraid to walk in. Classrooms where children are afraid to sit in. We have families that are legitimately food insecure in the wealthiest nation in the history of the world. And these are not rare outliers or anomalies. They're not edge cases. These are persistent, visible, and long-standing failures. And failures of this scale are never caused by a lack of resources. They are caused by misaligned priorities. Let's look at the past decade in the United States. Over the past 10 years, the United States government has spent trillions with a T. I know it's really hard to get our brains around these numbers. It used to be the $1 million was a lot. $1 billion was unthinkable. Now we've crossed those, and now it's trillions of dollars. Over the past 10 years, the United States of America, our government, rather, has spent trillions of dollars domestically and abroad through grants, aid programs, emergency spending, and ever-expanding bureaucracies. And then we layer on top of that fraud, corruption, waste, incentives that reward failure, programs that persist regardless of the results, regardless that there's been no progress. In fact, the opposite has been made. Billions of dollars put towards a problem that has only gotten bigger, and the bureaucracy surrounding them has only gotten larger. In fact, that's every single problem. More people, more money. Has anybody noticed that sort of relationship that's going on there? It's a bit of a paradox, but it's true. Picture becomes clear. We are not funding activity. We're not funding outcomes. Processes, not people. Ideology, not reality. We are funding activity, not outcomes. We're funding processes, not people. We are funding ideology, not reality. If we're talking about you and your personal finances, we would call this irresponsible spending, and Dave Ramsey would give us a serious talking to, as only Dave can. God bless Dave Ramsey. In business, it would be grounds for termination. If you, at your for-profit enterprise, the company that you work for, did such an awful job managing the books and the spending, you would be fired quickly and escorted out of the building, access revoked, probably be brought up on charges, be embezzlement, be white collar crime, whatever. But in government, totally normal, business as usual. And that normalization is the real danger. And it didn't happen overnight. These things never do. Just like being 100 pounds overweight. It didn't happen overnight. Being $50,000 in debt, not overnight. Happened slowly. It was obvious, super predictable, and it was relentless. Why? Because it's tolerated. Every year, without accountability, taught the same lesson. No penalties for inefficiency, no consequence for waste, no punishment for failure, no urgency to fix what's clearly broken, and systems always optimize for what they're rewarded for. So what happened? They grew bigger. They grew more complex, more insulated. They became more detached from the people they were meant to serve.
El Family Jackson enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2, Link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So we didn't just fund the system, we tolerated it. And tolerance is a form of consent. Whenever this conversation comes up, somebody will say, normally, said elected official, politician, well, you know, it's complicated. Sure is. Life is complicated. Running a nation is complicated. Running your household is complicated. Keeping your act together is complicated. But complexity is not an excuse for incompetence. If an individual consistently spends money on things that don't improve their life while ignoring the essentials like housing, health, food, stability, we don't call that compassion. We call that dysfunction. And yet, when the same behavior is scaled up and wrapped in moral language, we're told it's beyond criticism. And you know what? It's not. A society that can't provide clean water, safe schools, and basic security to its own people does not suffer from a lack of good intentions. It suffers from a lack of discipline. Change doesn't begin with better talking points. It begins with pressure. Pressure looks like demanding transparency, tying funding to the actual outcomes, refusing to normalize failure, withholding political and economic support when priorities are ignored. Not radical, not cruel, not heartless. This is adult citizenship. The demand that we're making, I'm not calling for perfection. I'm calling for competence. The demand, it's not isolation. The demand is order at home before ambition abroad. The demand is not less care. It's care that actually works. Because in the end, budgets don't lie. And results certainly do not. We talk endlessly about our values. But what we fund, what we tolerate, and what we refuse to demand accountability for, that's who we are. And if we want different outcomes, we must enforce different standards. Because history is unforgiving to societies that confuse intention with virtue. Nations' values are not declared, they are funded. Budgets don't lie, excuses do. And sadly and unsurprisingly, so do politicians. Enough is enough. Why are we tolerating this? Why am I tolerating this? I bet you've got a personal example of this. I know I do. My brother got denied claims. He was fought and died for our country, and his widow has been trying to get benefits from the VA for years. Denied, denied, denied. And my brother clearly had PTSD. The injuries that, and the cancer that he eventually passed away from, directly linked to, you know, serving in Iraq. And now you read about all of this fraud finally coming to light. You read about billions of dollars in SNAP benefits for Coca-Cola and Cheetos and giving health care and cell phones and walk around money to criminal aliens. Why are we tolerating this? Well, not anymore. Let's just stop doing it. Whew. But that's what it's going to take. We need to stop tolerating these things. We need to stand up and say, enough is enough. And my overarching message at all of this, because when you look around at this stuff, it drives you freaking crazy. It makes me so angry. Makes me sad. It's this onion thing. It's wild. But it's expected. You can just trace it back. I mean, it's all basic human systems. Once people realize that they can get money and abuse systems, abuse bureaucracies, and even go inside of them and just suck the resources for yourself. It's not a surprise at this point that a politician comes into office as a regular human being and leaves a multi-millionaire. That's obvious evidence of fraud. Malfeasance. Something, whatever term. So what I do know for sure is that the only way out of this is all of us becoming as strong as we possibly can be. All of us understanding, what are my top priorities? What matters? What must be done in service of what matters? And how do I do those? And then how do I get rid of all the crap that's in my way? All the crap that's leeching my resources, sucking my time, sucking up whatever, just taking from me without me getting anything in return. And that's the key. We make ourselves ungovernable. We make ourselves strong enough that we can stand on our own 2 feet. And when we're doing that, then we're in a position to tell everybody else, including the government, to go F off. So in service of that, I wrote a new book called The Meaningful Few. And it's what it's all about. It's all about designing a life that works and getting what you want. So I invite you to check that out, The Meaningful Few. I'll link to it in the notes. You can get it on Amazon. And I'm standing up a website with a lot of additional resources. It's mymeaningfulfew.com, mymeaningfulfew.com. Love for you to check it out. Would love for you to get involved. And it's all designed to help you do your part by doing your best.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com. Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at WeightWatchers.com.